Now a Wisconsin music teacher and composer, just won a national award that honors outstanding contributions to the world of band. The same award, by the way, granted to John Williams last year, who composed famous scores for, you know, Jaws, Star Wars, and a lot more. Larry Dan spent 35 years teaching music in Wisconsin schools and nearly as long owning and operating his own publishing company. He also composed a lot of music. Here's a bit of one of his pieces, With Quiet Courage, performed by the North Texas Wind Symphony. Larry Dan is a recipient of the Edwin Franco Goldman Memorial Citation, an award created by the American Bandmasters Association to recognize outstanding contributions to the world of band. He was the band director at New Glarus High School for 27 years. I talked to him earlier today. Now, what was your reaction, Larry, when you first heard you were receiving this big award?
I was just flabbergasted. I knew about 6 months ago that I'd been nominated, but then when I got the word that the committee had all met and they had unanimously select me to get the award. So anyway, it was just unbelievable, you know. It's like getting an Oscar, you know.
Will you share this award with an Oscar winner? John Williams, I guess, was the one who won it before you?
Yes, I was number 71, and John Williams was 70, you know. It's just there's no way, you know, we should both be on the same list.
But you are. Now, you spent your career teaching music and writing and arranging music. When did you know that in your life that you wanted a career in music?
Well, I'm trying to remember. It probably was when I was a senior in high school, and you know, got to be a band geek, you know. And everybody knows, all band directors know where they were when they became a band geek, you know. Not a recovering band geek. it was somewhere in there.
And you taught at different schools over your career, but New Glarus High School was the longest, I think, 27 years. And it sounds like even when you had a small student body, you still had a pretty good-sized band at New Glarus. Could you talk about your days, your early days in New Glarus?
Yeah, it was one of the nicest things that ever happened to me, probably, was taking that job at New Glarus, you know, and, where I met so many just great people and great kids that wanted to be excellent, and it was a great thing for me. It was more of a gift to me than it was for New Glarus. But
now
it was good.
You've been a teacher. You've also done a lot of composing and arranging. I want to listen to a little bit of one of your pieces. It's called Song for Friends, performed here by the Rutgers Symphonic Band. Here's a listen. Now, you love teaching music, and it seems like you have a love for composing as well. Can you talk about why you've enjoyed composing for bands so much over your career?
I started out arranging pieces more than composing pieces, arranging orchestral pieces or piano pieces for band. And I kind of started that as a way to go to take my bands to competitions, because if I did one of my own arrangements, it would help us. I also thought it would help us get a better rating, because it would be partly my own work, and it would be a new piece for the adjudicators too, and so they would probably take a favorable look at our band, you know.
Oh, I love it. So another band might be playing something that the judges have heard 50 times, maybe 10 times that day. You knew if you came in with your own composition, they'd never heard it before.
Yeah. I'm not proud of that.
I love it. Now, you mentioned arranging songs. And I'll say, I was in high school band and jazz band. And one time I tried arranging like a standard for band. And one thing I learned very quickly, it's a lot of work. You're basically writing the same song like 20 times for all the different sections and the first saxophone, second saxophone, things like that. Can you talk about how much labor goes into arranging a song for a band?
Well, it's a long process, but it seems to work because you do a little bit of it every day, and you're always. You always have the reward of getting to give it to a live group, you know, and so it's always making the job easier, or it keeps you going at it because you're looking forward to creating something new that wasn't there before, and. You probably had some of that experience yourself.
I'll be honest with you. I only got about 8 bars in before I realized I was in over my head.
I think everyone remembers their first attempt, usually when they were when in high school. I do remember mine in high school, and I was creating. We had kind of a garage band. This was in the 1950s, so it wasn't called a garage band then, but everybody had a dance band that they started, and I remember arranging Mr. Sandman for this dance band, and it was just horrendous. I should have probably quit doing it, but I didn't.
Well, glad you stuck with it.
I remember my best friend and high school, John Mossberg, a trombone player, and he was such a good-hearted. He tried to say something good about it, but he just said the trombone part is a little low, and I had really written a tuba part for him to play everybody remembers their first awful arrangements, it seems, before they knew.
We're talking to Larry Dan. He just won of New Glarus. He just won an award from the American Bandmasters Association. Larry, I want to take you to another, I think, big moment. In 2002, you were commissioned by the United States Military Academy Band to compose a song for the 200th anniversary of West Point. Here's a listen to some of the West Point Bicentennial March performed by West Point Band's concert band that you wrote. And Larry, to top off the experience, I understand this was performed at Carnegie Hall. So what was it like for you as a composer? This is West Point's band playing your West Point anniversary song. Oh, at Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, I thought I knew I had to remember how it was to be asked to stand after it was played. And I can't remember that at all. It was just an amazing thing, and I even made a dress code faux pas for it, because I being from the sticks, I didn't realize that a tuxedo was just that would have been that's what I should have been wearing.
Uh-oh.
I just wore a dark suit, but I did get to stand after the piece, and it was a great concert, and like Buzz Aldrin was there, and Cronkite was in the audience, and the great E.T. Director, I can't think of it.
Spielberg.
Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg, yeah.
Was in the audience. Anyway, it was just a thing, but there I was in my dark suit. But
you represented Wisconsin well.
Yeah,
now, Larry, I understand you have rekindled one of your early music loves, playing the accordion again. Are you still at the accordion?
Yes, I am. I started accordion. I must have been, I think, 9 years old, and I took it up after I retired from teaching, and now I play at the Chalet Landhaus in New Glarus in the summers on Thursday nights for their Swiss cookout. So anyway, it's a great thing to still be connected with music and relearn the accordion again. I learned it right the second time.
And Larry, can you leave us with some encouragement, you know, for people thinking of trying an instrument or pulling their accordion or guitar or clarinet or what have you out of the closet? Can you leave us with some encouragement to rekindle our love of playing an instrument?
Oh, yes. I often give the advice that, like playing an instrument or writing music or anything, don't be worried that it won't be the great American novel, or if it's something that's pretty good and you like what you're doing, then chances are somebody else might like it too. And being pretty darn good is a darn good thing. I always say writing music. I wrote a lot of music, but I didn't send a piece to a publisher until I wrote a piece in my sixties. You know, so I waited way too long. I just encourage people to just go out there and if you like what you're doing, maybe somebody else will like it too.
Well, Larry, thank you so much for joining us, and again, congratulations on the award.
Hey, thank you so much.
That was Larry Dann, recipient of the Edwin Franco Goldwyn Memorial Citation, an award created by the American Band Masters Association to recognize outstanding contributions to the world of band. He spent 35 years teaching music in Wisconsin schools, mostly in New Glarus, as well as composing and publishing music.